The wetlands in Kailua are home to many native birds, and for decades there's been talk about doing more to protect the Kauai Nui Hamakua Marsh. The master plan has evolved over the years with lots of input from community groups, but there are some residents who don't feel assured that the Department of Land and Natural Resources has the resources to properly manage the area. Some in the community who've been vocal about the changing character of the beach town worry that the plan will draw even more tourists to the area. DLNR held a recent community meeting to get more feedback and to clarify any misconceptions people might have. Oahu Wildlife Manager Jason Misaki sat down with us to talk about the next steps. He says the department is focused on scientific research, conservation management, and subsistent and traditional practices by Native Hawaiians to guide its plan.
You know, if you look at the plan and the draft EIS, really what that represents is the sort of the maximum buildup that we're looking at as far as implementing our programs within Kauai Nui and Hamakua. And, you know, honestly, there's still a lot of work to get to the point of the maximum buildup and of the point of the details in which the plan is laying out as far as the number of buildings and the number of things that we're putting out there, which is, you know, a topic that has come up a number of times throughout the meetings. But ultimately, we want to lay out the foundation on what we see as an appropriate use of the lands. And again, in speaking in terms of the three basic functions of how we want to protect it, is we have an idea, and we're experts on how we want to manage the natural resources, the wetland restoration portion, the ecosystem for endangered species and water birds, and the flood control. The rest of the areas that kind of have been coming up are really less than 10% of the total area. And that part of it, we worked directly with the community and with groups and with people that have already been working out there to establish an appropriate usage of that area based on subsistence, traditional, and customary practices by Native Hawaiians. And so we wanted to very much focus that on community groups and stewards of the land.
For our listeners who may not know, the plan really covers less than 1,000 acres, like 986 acres. And the plan that you folks have to develop this educational center on is really on just 10 acres on the perimeter of the property, correct?
Yes, it's a small portion of the overall picture.
There's been some concern by members in the community that, you know, the plan will encourage commercialism of the area, and what's the department's response to that?
We're not looking at doing commercial activity within the area that we're talking about as far as public access, yeah? So the less than 10% of the areas I was referring to where, you know, the proposed cultural center, the proposed sites for the different groups will be there. The focus will be that every permit or every activity that we allow with these community groups, with these stewards, is based on natural resource management education and sort of cultural practices. And so that's where we want to focus the effort on, and that's what we want to promote as part of us allowing stewards to be part of the land and to have a space at Kauai Nui.
Now, the area has long been neglected. There's been lots of discussion about pollution, about, you know, aeration of the area. You've got all the streams, you know, coming in, feeding into the marsh. You know, there may be runoff from industrial areas nearby. But your mission is to really protect the resource. And I know there is a segment of the community that looking at this plan at first blush, they were thinking, well, no, the plans are too large and you're going to destroy a resource. But that's not your intent.
It's not our intent. And, you know, it's been a long time coming developing this plan. And even before we started the process of updating and going through this process, I mean, we've been trying to address the issue of managing Kauai Nui as a wetland ecosystem for a long time. And so our mission is to protect it, is to enhance the native species there and also enhance the ecosystem function. So, you know, all of the actions and all of the activities we're doing are specific to creating a better environment than what's there. And that's kind of what makes this draft environmental impact statement very important to us. It allows us to approach it from a vetted compliance standpoint so that we're able to implement proper programs to ensure that we're able to facilitate the restoration and rehabilitation of the land and its resources.
What has the department done to modify the plan?
A lot of the feedback was valid, and that's what triggered a lot of the changes in there. And what we wanted to do is focus on the areas that were to stay consistent with what we were communicating as far as our plan to address the resources and our plan to address our ability to allow stewards to run programs on parts of our land that we've identified as not sensitive as far as wetland ecosystems or endangered species.
Right now, there is an area for the folks that operate remote control airplanes. I know drone operators have gone there to learn how to use drones. So there are areas of Kapa'a Quarry and the backside that the community really uses, and probably they're worried about the impact on those areas. What can you say about that?
We don't plan to do any modifications on those lands. We don't control those lands. What this will do is it'll create a system of transparency where we're saying, hey, here's our long-term vision for what we want to do in this area, and should we put together something that's going to jeopardize their operations, we can start the conversation of how we can adjust our deployment of our strategy or our tactics in order to ensure that they're able to utilize that the land, the airplane park, and other areas as it was intended to use.
And Kapa'a Quarry Road, is that a city road?
I believe there's a city easement over it, but it's a private road. I'm not 100% sure about that.
Oh, interesting. All right, because
yeah.
I wasn't sure how DLNR's plans to restore the marsh affects that road, because it is heavily traveled with refuse trucks and people dumping rubbish at the refuse center there. And it's kind of a narrow road, and
yeah.
A lot of people do traverse that area at a very high rate of speed. Have you had much discussion at all with the city about access points along that road?
Not specifically. The draft EIS does look at the traffic flow, and there is a traffic study in there, and I don't know the exact details of it. But, you know, ultimately, when this plan is moved forward and when we get it finalized, it basically gives the neighboring landowners, the neighboring managing entities, kind of an idea of what we're doing. And that starts that conversation of how we can properly manage it, right? Hey, we have this in our plan that we want to have a education center or have some kind of cultural land use here. How does that, as we put that plan and that project together, how do we work with these different landowners, these different access point managers or land managers? How do we work with them to ensure that we're not going to negatively affect the neighboring lands, or how do we work in a way that we can create a smooth transition between what we want to do and what's already occurring? And so, you know, we want to be responsible landowners, and this plan kind of puts it out there and what we want to do and how we can work with the neighboring landowners to ensure that it works.
Okay, Jason. Well, thank you. We appreciate your time
Okay. And
sharing the information, and look forward to the EIS and more public input.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Jason Misaki, who's the Oahu Wildlife Manager for DLNR's Division of Forestry and Wildlife. It's in response to community fears about commercialism of the marsh, which the state says is not their intent. You can find a copy of the proposed master plan for Kailua's Koinui Marsh on the conversation page at hawaiipublicradio.org.